The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, yeah. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
World War III, it's going to happen.
I feel like we're just inching closer and closer to some kind of, whether it's World War III or not, to some kind of big event happening that is going to be like,
yeah.
That's going to be like either we're going to be on the edge of our seats, like, or it's going to be like a little scary, or... Or we
you
might just
so?
Get threats of something and then nothing will happen. I don't know.
You think it's like that, the Q stuff, that type of stuff? Or you think it's more not as specific as that?
Not as specific. Like, especially with the stuff that came out today. Like, we just sent another, I think it was another $8 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why? Why the fuck are we doing that right now?
You know what's funny is, like, the number 8 represents infinity. And that's just, it makes total sense. You know what I mean? Because, like,
yeah, that's true.
Endless amounts of money we're sending over there.
How many times have we sent stuff over there and it's always $8 billion?
Yeah, right. Eight. Oh, okay.
Like,
infinity.
And what are they going to use? It's not just money they're sending. They're sending weapons, $8 billion worth of weapons and shit like that. But then NATO fucking releases this preparedness thing today about nuclear war evacuations and preparedness plans or whatever the fuck they are.
I
saved a thing here. We don't have to like listen to it, but there's like just, it's a video, but it's like a very small thing.
Oh, they might not be able to hear it on YouTube, but I mean,
we don't have to even play it. It's just a picture.
Oh, okay.
So
what the hell is going on here? The planet Earth is going to explode. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to explode. And then these
right
are
there,
all
and right there.
I think
right there,
this
right
is
there.
All the directions of missiles. I think.
Okay.
No,
it's coming from everywhere.
That's completely wrong.
Yeah.
But it's this like, this boom, 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 missiles.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Oh,
I'm seeing the red.
Oh, shit, you guys, they're bombing us here. Quick. Oh, the U.S. And they're like, oh, shit, we're getting bombed. Now, like, we need to fire our shit. Everyone's firing shit, as you can see over here. Everyone's firing shit. This is front lines, and everyone's at war. Missiles flying through the air everywhere.
So what is the purpose of this activity? This was just...
Apparently, they released this plan or something that is, if we were to get into a full-on nuclear war or world war with Russia, this is like what it's going to play out like, I guess, in NATO's mind. And like they issued like warnings and preparedness plans, like evacuation plans and what we need to do. Like all this shit.
Yeah, I'm just looked up a little article here on Gateway Pundit. NATO prepares mass evacuation and rescue plans as senior general warns of World War III with Russia. And it's funny because that little diagram or whatever schematic that you just showed shows Russia sending the missiles first, attacking the United States. And I'm like, okay, do we really think that that would be the order
right.
of things?
Well, he came out and said, like, if any, I'm paraphrasing here. He basically said if any missiles or any kind of weaponry crosses into Russian territory from NATO, he's going to attack the countries that supply the munitions.
So that's what Vladimir Putin said?
Yeah. So, and I think that's where the nuclear thing is coming from, because I don't know exactly what he said about nuclear, but I think he alluded or said something about he wouldn't be afraid to use nuclear weapons against those countries.
Okay.
And we just sent Ukraine $8 billion worth of shit.
I know, right?
So what's that going to get used for?
Do you not think that we're instigating something here?
Exactly.
This article says, in a concerted effort to bolster its defenses, NATO has recently launched its largest military exercises since the Cold War, involving 90,000 troops from over 30 allied nations. These exercises, dubbed Steadfast Defender 2024, that's the name of this thing. Steadfast Defender. All right. That sounds like a vacuum cleaner. You know what I mean?
Steadfast Defender.
The fucking
yeah.
Steadfast Defender's broken again. Yeah, you might have to take that to the repair shop there, honey.
That's true. That's, you defend against pet dander.
Yeah, pet dander, you know, mothballs. We got this Steadfast Defender coming on up.
Oh, God.
But they're designed. So these exercises are designed to test the alliance's collective capabilities across multiple domains, land, air, sea, and cyber. Oh,
Oh! Of course.
The first time I've ever seen cyber included in the menage a trois.
Yeah.
The mobilization of the American troops to European front lines is also on the table, with the plans being formulated to ensure rapid deployment in the event of an escalation.
Well, in the event of an escalation. So just all this stuff happening at the same time tells me there's going to be something happening.
Well, yeah, it's just like Blinken coming out right before Russia invaded Ukraine, saying, Russia's going to invade Ukraine. We have foreknowledge on this. How do you know that? I just said that.
I just said we had foreknowledge.
The proof is because I said it. Right? It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is my take on this. Like, none of this happening is good. And it's only going to lead to more not good.
Well, so go back to that little image that you had up.
Okay.
Because this is saying how NATO will bring U.S. troops to the Russian front line. And that's what the arrows are on the right-hand
side.
Yeah,
it's the U.S. troops going in from Norway, the Netherlands, Italy, Greece, Turkey. And we're all kind of... And you can see, like, where the little people are right here. This is the front. This is the front line.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then this is like, I get, they give it a little thing up here.
A little legend. So your port countries are Norway, Netherlands, Italy, Greece, and Turkey. And there was something about Saudi Arabia just joining our forces too, like saying, hey, yeah, if something happens, we'll back you.
Of course.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just have a feeling that something is going to happen. And not that I'm trying to predict shit, but I mean, all signs lead to that.
Well, yeah. And it's like, you know, how do you kickstart an economy? You start a fucking war. That's what they've always done, right?
Well, yeah. How do you kickstart something, but then also distract from a failing fucking country?
Yeah,
you start a world war, and
not only that, but like Diddy's pedophile stuff.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of shit going on, and it all leads back to the fucking people that are running our fucking country.
Yeah,
and how do you distract from all of that? You create a world fucking issue, and distract everyone at the same time.
You do, and you know that brings me into a topic that I kind of brought, and that was Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Barack Obama's vehicle was approached by an armed man. And there was an article
man
that
with a
I
gun!
Sent over. Yeah, right? Armed man came within inches of Barack Obama's penis. Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
Nearly severing the 3-inch monster. No, I don't know.
The 3-inch monster.
Hey, gotta love it, you know? So this is saying an armed security guard came within inches. Oh, this was an armed security guard. Came within inches of Barack Obama sitting at the back of a vehicle in the latest Secret Service security breach. According to the TMZ, a security guard for a bar mitzvah nearby stumbled upon Obama's SUV parked in the Hollywood Alley outside of a restaurant last weekend.
Oh, last weekend? And it's just now an article?
Right?
But he's a security guard. Isn't he supposed to be armed?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It says, like, the security guard did not know whose vehicle it was, but he suspected it was a dignitary since it had a Department of Homeland Security plate.
See, I saw this headline pop up. I didn't read an article. I just seen the headline pop up. But the headline I seen, it didn't say security guard. It just said,
exactly.
It just said armed man.
Well, that's what this says.
Came within inches of Barack Obama. Yeah, armed man came within inches of Barack Obama. So they're trying to play it like he had an assassination attempt against him.
That's my point, dude. And that's the whole thing. It's like, you have all of a sudden Trump having these multiple assassination attempts right around election time, yeah. Which I find very suspicious.
For sure.
You could have had these assassination attempts earlier, everybody.
Yeah,
but now you're just waiting until the last months of the election here. So, and then, I mean, to get the ball on the side of Obama, the deep state, they have to come out with their own, quote unquote, assassination attempts, right?
Well, yeah, they have to level the playing field. They can't just have all the assassination attempts just can't be against Trump.
But I had one too. Look at me.
Yeah, say, hey,
vehicle.
See, we're not the ones doing this. They came after Obama.
Exactly. Right. So this is saying the armed guard approached the vehicle after coming down an unguarded stairwell. He saw Barack Obama giving a blowjob. No, I take that back. That was a misquote. I misread.
Oh.
Sitting in the back seat using his laptop. What is it with these damn laptops, dude?
What was he doing on a laptop?
That's my point. He was probably looking at kiddie porn. I don't know. Who the hell knows? He was probably actually just, texting his husband. But the security guard turned around, walked past Obama's SUV again, walked back upstairs to the bar mitzvah. Then about 30 minutes later, he says his boss asked him to hand over his credentials and his license to carry a concealed weapon for the Secret Service. So his boss pretty much fired him.
He fired him because he walked by Obama?
Because he did his job.
So he was Secret Service. He wasn't even just a security guard.
Yeah, this was
if they took his Secret Service credentials, that means he was Secret Service, right?
Yes, he was Secret. So it says, about 30 minutes later, he says his boss asked him to hand over his credentials and license to carry a concealed weapon for the Secret Service. So, yes.
So what the fuck is going on here? He wasn't even just a security guard. So was he a security guard for the bar mitzvah? Or was he Secret Service?
Dude, that's what I'm kind of confused here, because this is saying, okay, this is just TMZ here. Barack Obama coming inches away, blah, 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 blah. In Hollywood Alley in the latest stunning lapse of secret security or Secret Service security. He was sitting in the back of his blah, blah, blah. As a security guard for a bar mitzvah going on upstairs from the restaurant, he snapped a photo, assuming it was some dignitary, blah, 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 blah. The guard says he panicked, realizing that he was armed and he could be taken out by Secret Service at any moment. So he quickly walked away from the SUV and out to the street, where he said hello to the agents. He describes them as being startled to see him.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around, walked past Obama's SUV again, and then walked back upstairs. And then about 30 minutes later, he was fired. So it just, like, the license to carry a concealed weapon for a Secret Service, whatever, like,
yeah,
might just mean, like, he could still just be a bodyguard or whatever. But I was like, does Barack Obama have Secret Service? Where were they at? Because, like, this guy said that he had to walk up to Barack Obama's Secret Service and they were startled. And I'm like, shouldn't they be the ones getting fired? Not this guy who actually did his job? You know?
I'm wondering if this is just being, the way we're reading this is wrong. He says his boss asked him to hand over his credentials and his license to carry a concealed weapon. Is he saying the Secret Service told his boss to have him do that? Like, he said, I hand over his license to carry concealed weapon for the Secret Service. So was he doing it on behalf of the Secret Service?
No, that's what I don't get. Is like, he had this license to carry a concealed weapon for the Secret Service.
Well,
but he was a guard.
Read the whole thing, though. He walked about 30 minutes later after he walked past the thing. He says his boss asked him to hand over his credentials, which I assume was his security card badge.
Yeah.
And his license to carry a concealed weapon for the Secret Service. So was he carrying and had credentials for the Secret Service, or was he or was his boss taking his credentials and his concealed weapon because the Secret Service asked him to?
Dude, who the hell knows? I think that he was an armed security guard for this bar mitzvah, and his license was like a Secret Service type of license. So they're making it confusing. This whole fucking thing is confusing.
It's fucking weird.
But to me, I think it's, yes, I see Agent KK in the chat, Obama back in the news, wonder if something scandalous is going to drove, you know, it's making him the victim, right? The story makes Obama the victim. So expect some news on Obama to drop soon. They're like, yeah, ooh, this isn't looking so good.
Well, I mean... This goes back to all of the weird shit when it is Obama getting back in the news because of all the P. Diddy and all that shit coming out now.
Oh, you think so?
Well, you remember back in the day, there was what's her face and the chick and John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
They were asked on the red carpet, hey, what's the weirdest place you ever did it?
That's true.
And she said, that Obama thing.
Yeah, and John Legend goes, nope.
We're done.
Can't talk about that.
So is he getting brought up because the P. Diddy thing's being brought up, and everything's going to start getting connected now?
Yep, I do think so.
In the midst of World War III, even.
Yeah, right? People will be like, what do I want to pay attention to? Barack Obama having this, or this bomb? Oh, shit. Right, and we've always talked about this. That's what they're going to try to do, like food, water, medicine.
Yeah,
we're going to have like supply chain shutdowns because of either the cyber attack or the world war, whatever the hell. And they're going to make people not pay attention to what they don't want you to pay attention to, and they're going to make you pay attention to what you have to pay attention to, which is like feeding your family, protecting your family. Getting out of harm's way, that kind of stuff, right? So it's going to be a very challenging... I don't know. I think that the cyber attack will still happen during the election. I maintain that path. I think that just makes the most sense because it awards them a way to at least delay the election results. But it's like, do we have... And I just kind of talked about this in the latest Strange Sauna episode, but do we then have a Myanmar situation where the military takes over, we have a redo of the election, and the military counts the votes? Is that what we're looking at?
I don't know. Because when it comes to the election, they're going to piss and moan if Trump wins. And they're going to say he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going... They might even go as far as, like, we're not going to certify this. We need to look into this first. But yeah. Because they have to stall it, and they have to do whatever proceedings they're going to do, because after 2020, they changed the laws, and now they can't send it back.
What do you mean?
Well, because remember, fucking Pence had the power to be able to send back the fucking delegates or whatever it was back to the States to have it redone or whatever. Well, because that was a risk of them sending it back and then Trump winning, they actually got rid of that rule. And now the vice president or whatever now no longer has that power.
Trump actually did win, like a legit whatever, you know, they're just like, okay, well, let's just do this the legit way, which, you know, you really think that's going to go down? If he does win that way, then what would be their move? You know, they couldn't do anything. I mean, it's like, you know, the results are the results. I mean, that's when I guess like more assassination attempts would happen. It just doesn't make sense. But to me, what makes sense is like either you have a repeat of 2020, and we all know what we're talking about, or you have a cyber attack. And either it's either or it could be both. Maybe you have a repeat of 2020 and then everybody starts questioning things and you get, you know, everybody questioning anything, like even Congress members and everybody is like pushing for like this investigation, and then you have a cyber attack.
Or what if there was already a cyber attack, and the reason they're going to try to delay things is because they said it wasn't legitimate because of the cyber attack?
That's more presentable to me. That's what I think. Is
because
like,
there was just one today. It's Disclosed TV came out and said, hackers linked to a Chinese government have broken into a handful of U.S. internet service providers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're this is constantly a thing where they're like they're stabbing in certain locations, and there's going to be an issue. There's going to be. So what better way to delay someone winning the presidency that you don't want to win than to say, hey, our election is unsecure. We have too many. We have foreign people diving into this and are disrupting our elections. We can't. This isn't legitimate. We can't move forward with this.
Well, and you know what it got me thinking about? Think about this, Chris. Exploding pagers, mm-hmm. Exploding voting booths. Okay, if you have those voting machines fucking blowing people up, people aren't going to go vote in person.
Ballot bombs? Oh,
ballot bombs. Dude, like I'm being fucking serious. Like think about that shit. Like you got solar panels exploding.
Maybe.
People are talking about cell phones are next, right? So it's like, why not voting machines?
Who knows, dude? Also, I just seen this, too, by Disclosed TV. It happened yesterday. Apparently, the FBI and DOD agents raided a cybersecurity firm, Carasoft Technology, near Washington, D.C.
Was that P. Diddy's lubricants company?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
It says, Carasoft contracts with the Social Security Administration, SEC, U.S. Treasury, and partners with Google, Oracle, CrowdStrike, and Palantir.
Dude, okay, hold up. So say that again. Say that whole thing again.
FBI and DOD agents raid cybersecurity firm Carasoft near Washington, D.C. Carasoft contracts with Social Security Administration, SEC, mm-hmm. U.S. Treasury, and partners with Google, Oracle, CrowdStrike, and Palantir.
Okay, so Palantir.
Palantir, yeah.
Is Peter Thiel's company, and that's the pre-crime company.
Mm.
There's many states and cities that are actually using this software to detect pre-crime.
Okay.
They're going, hey, use
this AI
algorithm.
So this is what they're trying to use for the red flag shit.
Exactly. And they will use this.
So why would they raid it then?
They're probably noticing some crazy ass shit coming through there. I don't know. And was it the FBI you said?
The FBI and the Department of Defense.
But it's like, do we trust these organizations?
Well, I don't trust the heads of those organizations.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I trust any of the agents either. I mean, there's some agents. I mean, look at Peter Strzok, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't understand why if they were using some of these, especially CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike's been a fucking hotspot for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
If the quote-unquote deep state bad guys are using these for their little fucking things they do, why would they raid themselves? Unless they sent in a raid to collect things they didn't want people seeing.
There you go. It's just like Epstein, dude. You know what I mean? Let's go in and get the palette of videotapes out of there. People just can't see
that. And the fucking place was near Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And like Google, Oracle, I mean, that's like, those are some big ass database collection.
Big.
They're biggest, you know? But yeah, Palantir is, that's very interesting. We'll have to look into that because that is... That has some major implications on what that raid was all about.
Well, yeah. I mean, there has to be something, right? They would have... Well, unless, like I said, they're just going in to cover their own asses and taking mm-hmm. shit that would incriminate people they don't want incriminated. But
yeah, the Palantir software, I think they're going to be using that to deport all of the illegals. I think that's going to be a major... They're using that software to track illegal immigrants.
Huh. And if they want them to stay in the country and give them citizenship so they can win more over more votes, they definitely don't want them deported.
Well, no.
What better way to stop that than to take all the information of you that you had on them?
Yeah, right. But I do think that the biometric system that Trump was using for like the border access, mm-hmm. that will be expanded to U.S. citizens for voter ID.
Mm.
I think that you'll have one body, one vote. Like, you'll need to use your fingerprint, your eyes, your fucking DNA, who the hell knows. You'll need to use your biometrics in order to vote. And if you can't provide that, then you won't vote.
I mean, that'd be a foolproof way of doing it, I guess.
It would, but what are you giving them? You're giving them, I mean, I guess...
Well, biometrics could mean many things. It could just be a fingerprint, which, whatever, they already have everyone's fucking fingerprint anyway, which is how mm-hmm. they would be able to prove that it's you. Or are they, like, taking, like, retina scans, or are they taking fucking blood samples or fucking whatever?
Yeah. Well, and you've had Trump's lawyer, you know, the hot chick lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She was on Patrick Bet David's show saying, why don't we just use the iris scan for voting? You know, I go into the airport, like, it's the fast track line. I go in, scan my iris, bada bing, bada boom. I get out of the line. I go onto the plane, right? So she's advocating for this fast track voting system using your biometrics. There has to be more to the plan of collecting data, though. It's more just like they will know where you're at whenever they want, because it's like a surveillance tactic,
but they already,
right? It's like,
but they already do.
It will be that much better. And that's the point, is getting better at the whole predictive programming. And it's also getting better at traceability and tracking what you're doing. You know what I mean? And to those who don't do anything bad, they're like, well, what's the, I don't do anything bad, you know, until the day you do, because it's
Yeah, that's not the point.
Exactly. And who's to say you're not doing anything bad now? Yes, you could say that now, but in 10 years, 20 years, they could determine your actions that you did 10 years, 20 years ago were bad, so you're going to now be punished.
Or they're bad in hindsight.
Or they could punish your lineage, just like they're trying to do with paying back black people for slavery. It starts with an R. I don't know.
I'm brain farting. Whatever.
But yes, paying back, whatever. The chat will come up with it, I'm sure, soon. But that's the same thing. It's like, are we going to create these things that are like, you can't really see that now. Like these woke kind of rules in the future where you're going to be punished for your previous actions that at that time, you should be grandfathered in. Be like, well, look, back then, it's a different freaking ball game, dude, you know?
Well, yeah, and back then, like, none of the people are fucking alive anymore.
Exactly. You know, it's like, why should I have to pay for something that my great-great... Yes, reparations, yeah. So it's like, why should I have to pay for something that my great-great-grandfather did or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that you spent your whole life and had nothing to do with.
Yeah. So it's along the same lines as that. But anywho, I just think this whole like Barack Obama, to bring it back into like this whole assassination thing. And there's so many stories that are winding like every week. I mean, Trump's second assassination attempt is like blown away.
Yeah,
in the
I know.
Wind, you know?
It was like here, what happened? And everyone was like, oh, my God, again. And then like 3 days later, it's like, we're still talking about that. I mean.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, bro, like, that's so 2013 of you. Like, that's like, you're looking way past 10 years ago.
And I mean, we thought news cycles were fast. They're like insanely fast right now. Like, the news of and the pace in which things are happening and then other things are happening and then other things are happening on top of that is fucking ridiculous right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we opened the show with the title of the show, World War III. Six different fucking things happened that are all contributing to the same kind of fucking outcome all today.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
like
we,
that
we give
dollars.
Fucking money and weapons. Putin comes out and says, I'm going to fucking nuke everybody if you stomp on my ground. Fucking NATO's releasing fucking preparedness plans for nuclear fallout. Fucking Diddy and fucking Obama are in the news, and they're like, all kinds of weird shit's going on. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
And I still want to know what happened to Obama's chef, okay? Obama, I'm looking at you. Don't think we forgot about your chef.
That got swept under the rug.
You mean swept under the Martha's Vineyard River, lake, whatever the fuck that was?
That got put under the water.
Yeah, that went 6 feet underwater, didn't it?
Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't know, dude. It's just like, and then I sent you this other article about the prime minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico. He received an anonymous envelope containing a bullet. And this is 4 months after suffering an assassination attempt. So he's receiving these threats, you know. So it's like worldwide you have just disorder, chaos.
Well, pretty much everyone that is standing on the side or resembles the same kind of policies or politics as Trump, it seems like they're trying to imprison, get rid of in any way they can. Or intimidate, or just plain intimidate them into thinking differently.
But it's weird because, you know, back when the big C was coming out and you had these countries that were saying, we're not going to give this to our population, right? Like, they will not receive this miracle medicine that you think that is going to work. And then those leaders just died.
Yeah.
Like, there was actually an assassination, like a group of armed men went into like one of the leader's house and like literally executed him. But then the other ones died mysteriously, you know? It's just like slowly over time, the people, the leaders of these countries that aren't doing the things that are benefiting Big Pharma, they're not benefiting the World Bank, they end up dying somehow.
Well, yeah, that's how it's always been. If you don't fall in line with the elite group of people that think, that either do or think they do run the world, then you run the risk of no longer existing.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, well, then why is Trump still alive? You know,
I guess you could say it's for not the lack of trying, I guess. Well, because it just came out, too, that he has, like, direct threats on his life from Iran now.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah.
Dude, he's been, like, if you've been paying attention, like, they have been setting up this whole Iran for a long time now.
Well, yeah.
And, like, Trump even said after the first one, he's like, I found out that Iran was behind this, and if Iran was behind this, or if Iran kills me, then I want them taken out immediately and all this stuff, right? So he's like calling for like immediate retaliation. So it's interesting, like if he were playing like this 5D chess and he goes, okay, so I say if Iran comes out and kills me, then we should go to war with Iran.
Mm.
Okay, so who wants to go to like war with Iran? Who does that benefit?
Not us.
Does it?
I mean,
so do you remember that general, like Wesley? Was it something Wesley? I don't know. He was
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Oh. I think it was General Wesley Snipes. It was right after Demolition Man. He came out saying, you know, the seven countries that we wanted to go to war with. And I think it was Wesley Clark.
Mm.
Yeah, and he was talking about, you know, just openly, candidly, this was like, you know, back when the news wasn't censoring anything and they just like kept this clip alive somehow. But he was just saying, you know, I got a report that, you know, came on my desk saying we're going to go to war with seven different countries or we're going to go to war with Iraq.
Yeah.
And we're going to say that they have weapons of mass destruction. He's like, well, do they? And we go, no. It's like, well, why are we going to war with them? And then, you know, a couple weeks later, the guy comes back And then the guy's like, hey, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he goes, no, it's even worse. We're going to war with seven different countries. And there's like a plan laid out. It was like Iraq, Syria, Libya, like all these countries that we've pretty much taken out all of them except for Iran. And there's a couple more sprinkled in there, too.
Yeah.
But I'm like, OK, so Iran has always been this hot target for. You could say the United States, but it's literally like whoever's running the show, right? Who, I mean, because the United States is getting this plan from multiple countries that are kind of pulling the strings, right?
Well, yeah.
And so right now, Iran is the biggest enemy of, I would say, Israel. So there's been like, you know, the theory out there that's going, hey, Israel. So if Trump is saying this. Trump is saying, like, if I end up dying from Iran's hand, then go to war with Iran.
He didn't say go to war with them, but he did say if they attack or do, like, an attempted attack on a sitting president or a candidate for a presidency, that he's like, then we will bomb all of your major cities and decimate your entire country.
So I'm just saying, like, if that is
we will blow
a beneficial
it, as they say, to smithereens.
There we go. So I'm just saying, like, if that benefits Israel, there's a thing out there that's saying, well, maybe Israel will try to take out Trump.
Oh, not a false flag, but like a rope-a-dope attack where, like, they do it, but then they blame it on somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's one of those things where, you know, it's political theater. But you'd have to believe that Trump would be smarter than that by now, but maybe not, dude. With Trump, I honestly don't know. Because the things that he says and does are just like, it just tells me that he doesn't really see the entire picture of, like, what's going on. But maybe he's just pulling everybody along, and maybe he's just kind of like saying, hey, you know what? This is kind of.
Well, I mean, you can't not do anything. Like, if they were to attack and try to kill a president, if a country came out and say it was Iran, and they actually did try to off a president or attack a candidate that's running for president or whatever, You can't not do anything. You can't just be like, well, you guys. You shouldn't have done that, but I mean, I don't want to go to war, so we're just not going to do anything. You have to show force. You have to be like, you fucked up, and now you're going to pay for it.
You done gone fucked up.
You can't just can't just let people do shit to you and then have no consequences.
Yes, but my thing is, we have a proven history of a lackluster intelligence agency where we're getting our information from cannot be trusted.
Well,
so I don't know.
Is it
where
is it
he's getting
it? The information we're getting and the people we're getting information from cannot be trusted, or is the all the intel that even the military is getting cannot be trusted?
Well, see, that's it. That's a whole we would have to suppose, right? That's like a kind of a supposition. We'd be like, okay, well, supposedly there's a deeper layer, and we can all agree that there is a deeper layer intel.
For sure.
But like what the Americans are being told, what the world is being told is that like this country bad, this country did this. They're going to go here and bomb. Boom, they're bad. See, we told you. Like very dumbed down.
Yeah.
And you know, like for the strategically minded avenue or like not avenue but like arena of war, it just seems so black and white. They're trying to make it black and white so easy for Americans or for whoever to like persuade them to like either support the war or either to deny the war. But like it's a mixture, you know. Like you said, we have to defend ourselves in certain situations, but then again it's like who started the fight? That type.
It is a mixture for sure. It's very black and white at surface level, and surface level is the intel that the American people get. We don't get the fucking other colorful shit. We get black and white, this is what it is. This is how it's going to go.
But I want to taste the rainbow, damn it.
They did this. We do this. That's how it is. But the other shit is like, oh, if this happens, that gives us the opportunity to come and do this over here. Or maybe we can like take this and manipulate this thing over here and get a different outcome that we want over here because then it'll help us on this side.
When you know where that really got exposed and it continues to be exposed is the James O'Keefe, when he was doing Project Veritas work, and you'd hear these campaign managers for elections and stuff, and they're talking about these deep rooted plans, dude.
Yeah.
Like entwining decisions made here. This is why we do this, because it'll influence this group to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When they do that, we will go here. And it's like this very mapped out fucking plan, yeah, bro.
A big spider web of shit.
When I heard that, I go, oh my God, these guys are fucking evil. Like, well, they have this shit down to science.
Well, and apparently there's a lawsuit thing going on right now because in litigation, there's some Facebook documents that just came out today too that proved that they were training people in the CDC to manipulate and censor the American people and how to do it and what to do it on.
Yeah, dude.
So it's not just, oh, Facebook is censoring people. No, it's the government. We're telling Facebook to do this thing, and then Facebook's on the backside training the fucking government and their agencies to do it better.
Yeah, and then, you know, you have Mark Zuckerberg coming out and being like, well, you know, I regret doing what we had to do, you know, like going along with things. I wish we would have just pushed back a little bit more, but,
yeah, you know. He's kind of taking a weird fucking flip thing right now.
Yeah, he's trying to. I think he's trying to.
Because there was a headline that just came out, too, where he's like leaning. He's in the fucking libertarian camp now. And he's hired like right wing fucking people under his thing, so he can like do his shit the right way or something.
Hmm.
So I don't know like how he went from so far one way to now all of a sudden he's changed his mind and he's just gonna do things how he's supposed to have been doing them the whole time.
Dude, I honestly, when you look at Mark Zuckerberg, does he look like a strong-willed, strong backbone type of guy?
No.
I mean, he's a pushover, dude. And that's one thing that, like, if we didn't have Trump, I wonder what the social media digital playground would look like. Because before Trump, it was pretty open, dude. We didn't have a lot of censorship. There was a lot of stuff
that we knew about.
But I mean, there was still a lot of shit that you could find on YouTube.
Yeah.
There were shows that I was watching every day, weekly, that would talk about deep conspiracy shit. And they had like hundreds of thousands of followers. And, you know, you could just type in something even on Google and you could find it.
Mm-hmm.
But once Trump came in, then you had social media companies like Mark Zuckerberg. You had frickin' whoever owned Twitter at the time. I forget the names, but like Sergey Brin, Google, all this stuff. They have to go in front of Congress, and then they have to tamper down. And so I'm like, so Trump brought in the censorship. I mean, he didn't, you know, physically and like primarily, but like tangentially, because of Trump, we have this clampdown on information and we have the censorship kind of tighten. I wonder what would have happened if Hillary would have won. Would we like have this social playground where we could actually explore things, or would it have happened anyway?
See, I don't think like that. I don't think Trump being there caused them to censor. I think
you don't think so.
I know. I think they had always done it. I think it just got to they had to bring it to a different level because now they have someone that was a presidential prospect that was telling them to go look up the things and showing them the things that they never wanted people looking up in the first place.
But see, that's my point. And I think that like it was like a you know how like 9/11 brought in the TSA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, like a mustache hair in my mouth. It's like, God, Ugh, it's like a pubic hair in my mouth.
For Jesus. Sure. It's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like my nuts.
Facial hair is just pubic hair.
Well, I guess you're right. It's you know, it's about the same girth. Same thickness.
The same girth.
It's about rough.
It's just not as curly.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like my taint.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, it's just with Trump there, the whole, like, Russia influence and, like, hacking, that's when, like, the whole hacking thing got really big. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think they're like, dude, we got to clamp down on this censorship. And so, like, Trump winning was kind of like that 9/11 that brought in this new stage, because it was like things were different, dude. Like once Trump won, people went whoa.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I think it's the same thing. Like 9/11 happened. TSA came in and brought the security up to a completely different fucking level that we had never seen before. Mm-hmm. I think the censorship and stuff was always there, but they never needed it to be so obvious. They had to ramp it up so much that it became obvious to everybody.
And then you know what stage two of the censorship was? COVID. Because man, oh man,
yeah,
did people get thrown off the internet for that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like a tiered stage of censorship. It's like Trump, COVID, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I think it made it obvious to a lot of people, like just during the Trump presidency, but then the COVID thing opened up even more people's eyes, not only to the censorship part of it, but to just the dictatorship part of people.
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So,
but now we got fucking, along with the World War III and all this other shit, apparently there was a UFO that was shot down.
Yeah, dude, let's end the show with this. So this was in 2023, but it's just now coming out. Because there was a new photo shows UFO hovering over Canada before it was shot down by a U.S. fighter jet.
How is that possible?
And it looks like the Chicago Bears logo. Look at that. Cubs or something.
Is that in the sky?
That's in the sky, dude. Look at what that the caption says.
New released image showing the UFO that was shot down by U.S. fighter jet Canada 2023 has added more questions and uncertainty to the object floating over the Yukon.
It looks like a large C. To everybody just listening to this, it looks like a magnet or like a large letter C.
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen like a light pattern like that.
I know.
Like, that's definitely new.
Well, so they were saying that this is a newly released image showing the UFO was shot down by a U.S. fighter jet over Canada in 2023. And the grainy, blurry image captured the cylindrical suspected balloon 40,000 feet above the Great White North in February 2023, days before it was taken out. So this is like right in the height of like balloon gate, you know?
So is this the one that they ended up shooting down? And they actually ended up saying that it was like a fucking college that was like had that thing or whatever. Is that what they're saying?
Oh yeah,
a bunch
of frat boys up there.
You remember that? Like they said it was like a college like class experiment thing that they were doing, and they actually shot it down.
Yeah, so they're saying that they might be, dude. I think you're right. A U.S. F-22 shot the object, which was first tracked flying over Alaska 8 days earlier. Out of the sky on February 11, 2023. Yeah, so I think you're right.
So now they're saying it's not a college project. Now it's a UFO.
Yeah, and remember, they couldn't get it out of the water. I remember this one because it was in Alaska where the waters were rough and cold. So they couldn't get things out. And I'm like, when has that ever stopped anybody from doing anything in the ocean? Like all of the ocean is fucking frigid and just rough, you know?
Huh. Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
So searches for the debris from all three objects were conducted, but both Canadian Mounties and the U.S. called off efforts days later. Poor weather conditions and slim chances of finding the debris fields were cited as reasons for not continuing the searches.
Mm-hmm. And this says the airborne object previously described as a quote small metallic balloon with a tethered payload. Unquote, was spotted amid three other cases in which North America dealt with unidentified objects in the sky, those balloons.
Hmm.
So this was all during that time.
Yeah. So they've initially reported this as a balloon, but now it's a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. The Yukon UFO.
Like, what the fuck? Why wouldn't you just say, like, why say it's a balloon? Clearly they knew what it was. Are they saying it's a balloon just so they don't have to disclose what it actually was and say, oh, we can't actually get to the stuff, even though they had probably already retrieved it?
You know, it's like we were just talking about this. They're using all of these stories to distract you, dude. So they're like, what else can we populate in? Oh, we got more runes on this, the balloons. You know, the balloon gate. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had these objects from China just floating over our country. Now, what they should have done is filled the hot balloons with shit. That way, when we shot them down, just scat went all over the people down below.
That's what I'd do.
Well, that's what they're doing over in I think that's what Hezbollah's doing or some shit.
Are they like, filling stuff with shit?
There's something going on over there where they're sending excrement over in hot balloons. So that way, when they shoot them down.
It's almost like that fucking what's it when you light the paper bag on fire on the porch.
The old man called the shit poop. This is the best day of my life.
They're not even war tactics anymore. Now they're just fucking with people.
Don't put it out with your boots, Dad. Don't tell me what to do, devil woman.
Jesus, gosh,
like, it's poop again.
Like, what level of fucking military action are you at if you're sending fucking shit bags? Is that a little above like the Afghanis and stuff where they're throwing rocks?
Dude, think about if you did that like times 10,000. You just had 10,000 shit balloons. Oh no!
Oh, and you're launching them everywhere. Like out of cannons, and instead of like just
or just out of an airplane, you're just like slowly just dropping them one by one. Here you go.
Oh, you're just letting them go like shit palm.
Yeah. And then when they just get down there, they just pop. I don't know. Atmospheric like popping. I don't know.
A feces, like a napalm of feces.
Ooh, that's not going to be good for somebody.
Yeah, that would. I mean, if you want to render a whole unit of people like almost useless, just douse them in shit.
Well, and think about that. Like, what if it was diseased? Shit.
Well, then that's like biological warfare.
Exactly.
Would it be considered biological warfare if you just dropped shit on people?
Ooh. It's technically a contaminant. You know, it's waste.
Yeah.
So it's biological waste. So it could be, you know, considered because you don't know, right?
Would that be a war crime if you, instead of dropping bombs, you dropped shit?
I don't think so because I think there's been cases where like shit has been thrown.
But it's biological. It's biological warfare at that point. Mm-hmm. If that's what you can, I mean, if you really wanted to be the dickhead and you could be like, biological warfare, that's a crime. Then we're at World War again.
So if like South Korea just launched a turd over the DMZ and it hit a North Korean in the face, they'd go, I start war.
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
You gave me pink eye.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
you just render a whole fucking military worthless because they just all have pink eye.
Yeah, well, dude, that is a legit fucking thing. Like when I was looking up malaria mosquitoes because there was like an outbreak of malaria earlier this year, and I did a whole episode of it like way back then, and I found out that there was over in Ukraine when you had Russia. Having these kind of, they're claiming that Ukraine was having like these biological attacks. They were creating stuff in labs and they were sending it over the border to attack Russia.
I think so.
Part of that was in mosquitoes. And they had these mosquito dropping devices that would have a container that would carry the mosquitoes. It would fly like a drone.
Mm-hmm.
You can fly it wherever, and you'd release the mosquitoes, and then just those mosquitoes would go infect the local population there. That that tactic has actually been used in warfare to get the soldiers on the battlefield sick. Oh. Or at least it's in speculation. I mean, it's a tactic that is plausible and you can use it. So you'd have like malaria mosquitoes or even something worse, dude. Like you could put whatever the fuck you want in that mosquito, like the bubonic chronic plague, you know?
Yeah. Huh.
And then you drop it on your enemy war base. All those mosquitoes fly around. They're hungry, you know, because you make them hungry.
You know what I'm surprised that hasn't been like made yet? So they're using all these mosquitoes for all kinds of shit, right? They're mm-hmm. using it to, like you said, spread disease amongst military, and like they're using mosquitoes to fight off other mosquitoes, and they're like doing all this stuff.
Supposedly.
Why couldn't you train mosquitoes?
Oh,
you
like
fly,
a pet?
Yeah, like you fly over in a drone, like you were saying, release the mosquitoes. They go down and do what mosquitoes do, and they poke and prod and suck the blood of your enemy.
Mm.
They bring that blood back.
Oh, boy.
And then you develop a tiny little bullet or rocket or something that can detect that blood type.
Mm-hmm.
That specific thing. And they're like, oh, now we're putting this, and now it has a geolocation. A bloodborne geolocation of this person. And then they could send, like, fire off all these little microscopic things, and then they find that specific target and they blow it up.
That's essentially what Russia blamed Ukraine of doing. Not obviously having trained mosquitoes come back to their domicile, yeah. And then.
Or maybe
give
even
the
like
blood.
Like robot mosquitoes could do it.
For sure. But like, using the, and that's, there's a conspiracy out there that's what the swabs, you know, for the frickin' 2020 disease, the swabs were sent to these companies, and China got a lot of that data.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you ever did a nasal swab, it's just like you sent in a 23andMe sample. It's the same fucking thing. The same companies are getting it. And look at just what happened with 23andMe, bro.
Yeah.
All 7 board members, except for
they all resigned.
Why?
That's crazy. I seen that headline. I'm like, whoa.
What's about to come out about them?
That's weird. Yeah, there's something brewing on that front.
All 7 of the board members just up and leave.
That doesn't.
Something's wrong.
That doesn't happen. Either they are just. Either all the board members are like, we're totally against the direction of this company and we're all just going to leave. Mm-hmm. Or they just got information about something the company is involved in and they're going, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not going down with this ship.
Yeah, that's odd. You know? That's very odd that would happen.
Yeah, so it's like, because 23andMe, the whole Epstein thing, the whole biological warfare, sending the blood, the DNA, to create biological weapons to attack a specific group of people. That's the claim. Who knows if we'll get there, but it is possible.
They're probably getting all this technology from the UFOs that they've shot down. They're probably learning how to do this, and that's how the aliens can watch us and not be seen, or we can never see it. We never see them.
Well, if that's the case, then it's the Nephilim.
Probably.
It's not aliens. It's just the fallen angels. They're coming back, and you know.
I'm actually getting more leaning more towards that it's not even aliens from other planets. It's either they've always been here,
mm-hmm.
or it's interdimensional.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
I'm leaning more towards they've always been here.
Yeah, the interdimensional thing just makes sense because, like, I do believe that ghosts are real.
I do too. And that's why it seems very plausible to me. Mm-hmm. Especially if, like, we have talked about vibrational frequencies and stuff. If their just whole existence is on a completely different vibrational frequency than our existence, you're not going to fucking see them.
Yeah.
And if they've figured out a way to go, oh, I'm just going to here I am, guys. I'm going to change my vibration real quick.
Well, because if you think about it, we always think about life having to have a body and like flesh and blood, and we have to reproduce and we have to have this container. But there's things that could exist without that container. And some are arguing that that's what AI is all for. It's to eventually give those things that need a body
to move
a body.
To move into that kind of existence.
Yeah, because the whole transhumanism, it's like, why is this a big thing? You know, like getting the electronics into your body, that way you can have an AI program, aka a fallen angel or a demon or a spirit, take over you. You know, now they have a body. I don't know. That's some crazy ass fucking shit right there. I like it.
Oh, like well, it. Guys, I mean, fuck. There's a lot of shit going down. It's what, a month to the election?
Less Dude, than, yeah, or it's getting there.
A little month and a couple weeks.
Yep. So I made a prediction on Strange Sauna the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I think something's going to happen on 10-2 or 10-3. It's 33 days out from the election, and you know the 33 number, right?
Well, I mean, there's multiple people suspecting there's going to be either one big one or multiple October surprises.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is happening early.
You think it's going to be a big one, or you think it's going to be multiple?
Well, so Trump got COVID 33 days out from the 2020 election. Mm-hmm. So that stunned his whole election area, or at least it was a surprise, right? Because everybody's like, what? He got COVID?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if something will happen to Trump on 10-3, 10-2, 10-3, or if there will be some attack, right? Because they're preparing everybody for this World War III event. I wonder if they'll try to get this kind of thing going, you know?
Mm. Or do you think it involves Trump, or do you think it involves either Biden or Kamala?
It could involve the world.
What if Biden?
I have no
what if
idea.
Biden steps down in October?
Ooh, could be.
Did you see
or
him?
Dies? What if he dies?
I don't think he dies. I don't think he dies. I could see him maybe stepping down, or they remove him. Did you see him fucking kind of lash out on the podium at that last speech he just did?
No.
Yeah, he like was introducing people, and then he forgot who he was introducing, and he's like, "Next, I'm introducing. Who am I introducing?" And he's like,
and
he
forgot again.
And then he looks
you
over at
fuck.
The people and he goes, he stands there and looks at them and he goes, who's next?
Yeah, get up here. Where's my ice cream?
And then somebody else over like an intercom loudspeaker introduces the person.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, you know, it's like, I don't want to laugh because he's like, he's clearly going brain dead, or it's all a show and he's faking it. But yeah, I do think that he's probably brain dead, dude.
I don't know. So. We'll see. Month and month and a half to fucking
almost
election
here.
Day. Next month, I feel like it's probably going to be crazier than this month already is.
Yeah,
and it's
dude,
like
going to be
multiple
wild.
Things a day now. So
yep,
hold on to your butts.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, everybody, hold on to your butts. Click.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
buddy.
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you guys later.
All right, peace.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big.